One of the most interesting things about this, from my point of view as the producer of the Arts in Focus series and director of the center at WKCTC, is it's a huge amount of people, not only in the audience, because we're selling tickets very well, but backstage. We'll have 75 people counting the company and the house crew in our backstage area.
I read the writer, Gail, and sense that there's an extraordinary amount of work involved in presenting the Moscow Festival Ballet.
Well, there absolutely is. You're so right about it. Not only do we have to think about the number of people and finding space, which we've done successfully with classroom space, office areas. We're going to have some people eating lunch in the television studio and just putting people where we can, and we'll make them comfortable. But we also have to feed them all. They're here, part of them anyway, from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning until it's over.
Well, dancers need fuel.
Yes, of course they do. So, and, you know, they need certain kinds of fuel, and they need water, and they need, you know, comfortable places to hang out. And then, you know, we had to bring in additional mirrors. Fortunately, we have some in our black box, the big Mylar mirrors that can be used for dancers, but they're portable. And we brought that in.
You know, it's quite remarkable that Paducah, Kentucky is welcoming a company that carries on the tradition of both the Bolshoi and the Kirov ballet companies, and they have been performing around the region. It's incredible to have the caliber of this company here.
Right. You know, when we were talking about the amount of work and the amount of planning that go into an event that the audience will see in four acts once, you also have to think about the end result of that, which is the incredible amount of cultural joy that we're bringing to the community, and we are really thrilled to be able to offer this to the community during Quilt Week, by the way.
I know. It's like more whipped cream on the Sunday of Paducah this week.
Actually, it's tomorrow. It's Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be a really great night. I know we have some quilter reservations, so I'm hoping that people will hear us speaking and get their tickets today, because yesterday when I checked, we had, I think, 71 left.
Okay, so the best way to do that immediately is?
Either call our box office at 270-534-3212 or visit artsinfocus.org and click order tickets, and it'll take you right through it. It's real easy. Even I can do it.
You know, I don't want to neglect the program that they are dancing. Oh, what a tale it is.
It is. Of course, Moscow Festival Ballet will be performing Swan Lake. And Swan Lake is a full-length ballet in four acts with music by Tchaikovsky, choreographed by two of the most famous ballet choreographers in Russia at that time. And it premiered on March 4th. In 1877, in the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow, Russia. You can tell the story, or I can give a little brief synopsis if we want to talk about that.
Go ahead. It's a love story.
It is. It's kind of that Romeo and Juliet twist of a love story, because the story centers on Prince Siegfried, who, while hunting, sees an amazingly beautiful swan, and as he takes aim to shoot, the swan turns into a beautiful woman, Odette, who tells the prince that she's a princess who's come under the spell of an evil sorcerer. And during the day, she must be a swan and swim in a lake of tears. At night, she's allowed to be a human again. The spell can only be broken if a virgin prince swears eternal fidelity to her. Well, fortunately for Odette, guess what? Prince Siegfried is indeed a virgin prince. And she says that if he refuses her wish or her request, that she must remain a swan forever. So he falls madly in love with her. And through the spell, another spell yet, of the evil sorcerer, he's tricked into proposing to another woman at a party, who he believes is Odette, because it's actually the evil sorcerer's daughter who he has made look just like Odette. So in the end, he feels terribly sorry and throws himself in the lake with Odette. And in an incredibly touching moment, the two are transformed into lovers into the afterlife.
You know, it is quintessentially romantic, and the music will be just so stirring. And I, as you spoke, I thought to myself, oh, I hope there are lots of kids in the audience.
I think that there will be some young dancers in the audience. I know of a few already, and one of my coworkers is bringing his preschool-age daughter to the show, and he brought in a video of she and her mother yesterday shopping, and there are mirrors on the end of the aisles, and she's doing her ballerina twirls and moves in front of the mirror, not knowing that her mom's taping her on her phone. You know, it's just really sweet things like that. I think there'll be little ballerinas and ballet dancers all through Paducah who have seen the show practicing their twirls.
Oh, my gosh. It's a really big deal, and I'm so proud for you that you're bringing the company to a great house. It's a nice place to see it, and it's a world-class experience, so good for you.
Thank you. It really is, and I hope that people will come out, if you know, as we talked, get your tickets now if you can. If not, we can put you, you know, we may be able to help you at the door. You just never know. It depends on if you have any empty seats at the time. So, you know, we hope everybody comes. It's tomorrow night at West Kentucky Community and Technical College in the Clemens Fine Arts Center on the main campus. And the show begins at 7:30.